So we're going to have a quick chat today about the ending the rule of by billionaires.
Yeah.
The new article up.
I don't want to get people off the subject. You know, it's not really off the subject because it's a side note. And as I said, we, as the article says, as I've said before, is sort of a lead-in, that Hitler, for instance, did a fine job with the economy because he had no interest in it. So he just swept the Depression out of the way. Mm-hmm. You know, he built the Autobahns, he built the Volkswagens, he anticipated the American program, but he just did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the German economy was up and running. It was the worst depression in the American when he took power.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't interested in economics. So he didn't have anything to hold him down. He just picked whatever policy worked.
Mm.
And I have realized over time, the same thing with the communists, for instance. If they could adjust their economy, they're great at taking power. But it doesn't work. I mean, they end up having to build 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 miles of fences to keep people in that mess. And but when they own something, when they're trying to take power, there's no ideology about that. They're not stuck into one particular thing.
Mm.
And so in taking power, the communists have been ingenious because they've made it up as they went along, whatever worked, like we're trying to do. But when they took over, then they only had this ridiculous system. And it finally just collapsed. It was so stupid. And Hitler did, you know, Hitler could have had Germany. You know, he could have, and he could have reunited the Germans. But he had this thing, Lebensraum. Do you know what that means? Living room, which Nietzsche, I think, or somebody had come up with. And it was his idea. Germans needed living room to take, you know, land. And that's what destroyed him. He was stuck with that idea of expanding. What I'm saying is, this happens, the more you think, it's like a lot of these simple rules. When you're trying to accomplish something, you might accomplish it because you want to take power. And you use whatever means are necessary to take power. You're being smart. But once you take power, you're completely tied down with what you've devoted yourself to. And you end up like the British Labour Party back in the 40s when they doomed them. They had such a stupid program. And the communists. And like I said, with Hitler and the Lebensraum, that oddly enough, what you're trying to strive for, if it's an ideology, it completely cripples what you're trying to do. You put in something that some writer thought of 100 years ago or 50 years ago. You know, and it's odd because I've never seen anybody put it into words. But, for example, and as I said, in our case, our program for taking money, all these people who have done this to us, instead of having all our guns out, marching to the street, screaming, yelling, firing, and then going quiet, this business of taking their money away from them, you notice I've never had any idea what to do with it. You can always use money, retire the debt, something. But my thing is, and in fact, it's not even the taken money, the billion from the billionaires. It's that 10 or 20% that goes to people who inform on them. And that will last forever. Their families, just like we have to pay for what they did to us 50 years ago, they'll always, every time they inherit anything, everything they have is always going to be waiting on somebody to come forward and say, I want, this is what they did, I want my money. Well, the nice thing about this is, sense. And it, again, it sounds twisted, or it's very hard for people to think this way, but especially because it's not a program for redistributing income, mm-hmm. it's probably the one that would work best.
Mm-hmm. Because it's incentive-based for people to come and...
Because it's not what we're doing this for,
mm.
and we can be practical about it.
Mm. Because it relies on people to come and
I just got through explaining yeah. to you that if you have an ideology you want to impose,
mm.
it cripples you up.
Mm.
Whereas this will probably work fine just because it isn't bound down by somebody. We're not here to end the rule by billionaires. So like the German Depression, they elected Hitler. And he got rid of depression because he wasn't elected for that.
Mm-hmm.
He was elected to build the army, to get the Jews, all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the economics thing great.
Mm.
Bang, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was just doing what worked.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got an ideology. And I think that happens with all these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an ideology is out of date by the time you put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any, I don't want everybody to get absorbed in this, you know, end of the billionaires. I'm just saying that by the way the world works, we would probably do a good job of it,
mm-hmm.
because we're not interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not bound down by some, you know, we'll take this much from him and this much from him and setting up a bureaucracy and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's incidental, and the incidental things, like end of the Depression for Hitler,
mm-hmm.
these things are the ones that work best.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much room for confusion there. I was afraid to mention it because people would get all confused
and try and you know, point it out as to what actually you're saying and how it will, you know, the specifics of how it will be done.
Not saying anything. It's just commentary on our program. Oh, it doesn't go down anymore. Well.
But how
maybe
would it be
I oughtn't
done?
To publish it.
Well, no, I think it
confuse everybody to death.
But that may be the question. You know, how is that going to be done? You know, how are we ending the rule by billionaires? You know, how are we going to take the reparations from them? You know, by people who come forward and say, "Hey, look, I've got documentation that this billionaire is an anti-white."
They're
you know,
all anti-white.
Anti-white, right? But here's my proof. You know, I want reparations from them. So how would that work?
Don't even worry about it.
Right,
the
yeah.
purpose
but that may be
of this is not to redistribute income.
Mm.
The purpose is to get those nasty little people who want money. It's that 10 to 20% reward for them that matters.
Mm.
And that's what I'm afraid of getting people off on, is this redistribution. It happens to be true that if we don't worry about redistribution, it'll work a lot better.
Mm.
I mean, no program of redistribution ever really works.
Mm-hmm.
It always gets screwed up by ideology and people mm-hmm. talking about the poor little children and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
So these things usually are done better as part of a natural program, but I'm not sure I should say that, because nobody thinks, you know, it can be so easily misinterpreted.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's sort of a piece of humor, but it's also the kind of thinking I wish they could do.
Mm.
Instead of knocking yourself out on the redistribution, I'm just saying that if the best way to get something done is not to make an ideology of it.
Mm.
But I think we oughtn't to have this at all. I don't think people can handle it.
Yeah, it's the, I guess it, as a general, it makes sense, but it's the fine points of how it would occur. That would
be
confusing.
Well, that's the thing. I just got through saying it handles better if you don't do that.
Yeah, but so, like I know we've talked about it on Bugs so many times about, you know, we won't have, there's no tribunals, it'll be reparations.
Yeah, we don't
like,
have
continue.
Any redistribution goal, we have a punishment goal, and we know what kind of people, thugs, will really drive people crazy forever. But I was trying to explain that probably better work better than some plan for redistribution, but I'm afraid people get off on that. So
how would something like that work, you know, in the future, once we can speak about
if,
this?
If you've point out what someone did, someone's, you know, somebody's inherited money or they have property or whatever, or the ones that are still living, instead of shooting them, what you do is you, anybody who can quote what they did, some of those old movies or TV shows or anything, comes in. If you will come in with that, we'll give you 20% of the money we decide this person should be penalized. And from their point of view, this is horrible, because this is what we deal with, is these little people that, you know, collaborators and you know, newsmen and all those people that go along with the system and support it. And we use the same kind of people. And 50 years later, they'll still be reporting this stuff. And the last thing people will think about doing is more anti-white. It's a vicious, permanent thing. And that's what I want to concentrate on. And what I mentioned there was, the whole point of the article is, the less you think about the redistribution, the better it'll probably be, because we have to. We really do need to get rid of this rule by billionaires. But I wouldn't trust anybody with the details. Retire the debt with it. You know, the only people we want to be self-interested are these nasty little spies, the people who work for National Review now, that kind of people who are always looking for some way to to fit into the system and get some money out of it.
Yeah, it's got to be the best incentive, monetary incentive,
Oh, it beats the hell out of all that, because I've seen too many people jump up and down, I'm going to go get them and all that stuff. And 60 years of this, and none of them ever means
anything.
But this is an incentive that works. A percentage. And it'll last on and on and on and on. You know, just like the reparations, Nazi reparations thing and all that. Put the same monkey on their back. But what I want to emphasize is, I don't want to get everybody thinking about this, because that's precisely what I'm saying.
Spending too much time trying to
think about anything else. But what I'm saying is, it'll probably work better just because we're not redistributionists. You can do things when you're not tied down by an ideology.
And I get, that's the point of your article, is that seeing the connections between the past, what, you know, how those countries, communist countries, Hitler and that got tied up in an ideology. And that's not what we want to, what we need to do.
It's hard to say what's going to fit when you take power.
You know,
but that's what I'm trying to do. Because the immediate thing, people will start saying, well, let's talk about what program we're going to use, which is exactly what I just said.
Don't do.
Don't. Because we're not redistributionists. I'm just saying, as a piece of wisdom, because people don't think this way. But when you think about it, an ideology is a stupid thing, because it's got to be out of date by the time you take over, or it's got to be a different situation. So our redistribution is not aimed at redistribution. But for that reason, it'll work a hell of a lot better than, we'll try to, what's the alternative? Some socialist? You know, he's going to have 50 million bureaucrats hired. Hell, we just take the money and dump it, say, you know, pay off debt or something, anything, get rid of it. You know? But that's what I want people to get. I don't want people doing anything except thinking, first of all, it is the only way to guarantee that these people never forget what they did.
Yeah.
Secondly, it will work very well simply because we're not interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yep, no, I think it's good. Yeah. I think we should put it up.
Basic thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we'll just have to keep repeating. I guess you can too. The whole point of this is not to get tied up in redistribution.
Mm.
This is a tactic
mm-hmm.
to be sure no one ever forgets what they did to us.
Yep.
When we're dead, long dead, they'll still be having people dragging out, you know, that somebody in Columbia SC endorsed this race mixing movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and their great great grandchildren are still paying for it.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. No, I think it's good. That's good. It as I said, it ties in for what you've spoken about before, you know, no tribunals, reparations.
Well, and that's because these people overestimate. I mean, you've got these chest-thumping morons on Stormfront.
Mm-hmm.
I'll set up a tribunal. The hell you will.
Mm.
I mean, even if he got there,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're so lazy. They'll never get around to this.
Yeah.
Whereas this is self-supporting and self-moving.
Mm.
The only thing is really the height of cynicism.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing people respond to consistently and forever is money.
Money, yeah.
I'm sorry it's true. I mean, look what position Bugs would be in if that weren't the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd be the biggest organization going, but we know that.
Mm-hmm.
We know what little ammunition we expend has a lot of effect, and we're going to have damn little ammunition. It's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's good.
Okay.
Good. All right, well, I'm going to put it up. I think this will clearly help as well in understanding it
for
the guys.
This is really helping, I think, for the ones who listen to it.
Yeah. I got an email from Jen Serik the other day, yesterday, and he said it is incalculable or even priceless that this for new Bugsers, people who are listening to this. So
good.
It's very good. And especially with this one, when I first read this one, Bob, I had a bit of a hard time understanding it. So, and your explanation now has just clarified it. So
we'll see. You'll have to be in on the comments too, and you're gonna have to say it just like we do with everything. You're gonna have to keep saying, "Don't think about the program."
Yeah.
With the only reason that we're doing this is so that people will get money.
Mm-hmm.
For jumping on these people's backs 50 years from now.
Yeah.
We can trust that. We can't trust somebody who's all head up about a tribunal.
Mm. And they die, it dies.
Oh, God. That's the first thing we should have learned by now, is that once the novelty wears off, after they've been at, you know, after they've had their great white experience for 6 months.
Yeah.
They stop screaming and just go back to sleep.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So don't depend on tribunals or anything like that.
Yep. Yep. Good. Alrighty. I'm going to publish it.
Okay. Just remember, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to start this business of what exactly or how exactly and all that crap.
Yes, Well, that's exactly my thought process.
But it might be a good exercise just for that reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because this whole thing is hard. I mean, Bugs is so hard to explain to anybody from the outside. Take it from me.
Yes. It is. It is very.
But this thing would work beautifully. I mean, this is the nastiest thing you can do. Generation after generation, people still looking for rewards.
Yep.
The same nasty little people who make up the conservatives today.
Nasty little people.
So.
All right. Good.